Pope Francis declared a year of a year dedicated to the consecrated life. And we don't think too much about the consecrated life. We just kind of go along from day to day and week to week and year to year. We just really don't pay a whole lot of attention to what the consecrated life is really all about. And really, this young man in the gospel story today, he was essentially, he came up to Jesus and he asked him, "What do I need? I want to enjoy eternal life with you, with our Father." And Jesus said, well, he enumerated the Ten Commandments. Or now we'll tell him, he skipped the first three. But anyway, he enumerated the commandments and then he said, "Do these things." And the young man said, "I've been doing all that, all my life." And Jesus said, "Well, then one thing more I ask of you. Get rid of all the stuff that you have. Give it to the poor and come follow me." It's like he was talking to St. Francis. Only St. Francis literally did that. He got rid of everything and followed Jesus. But this young man just couldn't find within himself to dispossess himself of all the things that he had and to go after Jesus. Now, Jesus is not saying that having wealth is a bad thing. Because, you know, he kept saying, use for a good purpose. It was considered a blessing if somebody enjoyed good health, if they enjoyed success in their business or whatever it may be. So it is not, there's nothing wrong in itself with wealth. He said, but Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. And that's kind of a, it's an exaggeration, which they do quite a bit. To just emphasize a point that, you know, if you're carrying all of those things, those possessions, and you become really too attached to them, it's very, very hard to let go of them. We all have our favorite things, our favorite possessions. We all have those. We're not too willing to give them up. But Jesus said, if you really want to become a disciple, think about that. I heard a commentary on this weekend's readings the other day, and this bishop was commenting. He said, in every human being, there is implanted the image and the likeness of God. When we are created, God said he made us in his image and likeness. So there is something of God in every one of us. We've talked about this before. And he said, and there is that inner yearning in the heart of every human being for the perfection of that image of God. We may not know, we may not call it that, we may not even be aware that God exists. And some people, I guess, in this world really don't. But it's kind of that yearning for that image of God that has been implanted within me to find fulfillment in being with the author of life. And so some people go through their lifetime and they're struggling. They may be very successful in all kinds of things, like this young man obviously was. Maybe people you know are doing the same thing. Very successful, but they're not. There's something unfulfilled in their lives. And they kind of struggle with that. What is this? You know, unfortunately in our world today, it's too easy to find a ways out of that. You know, you do get into the drug scene or you get into the free sex thing or, you know, all kinds where you're kind of looking for things outside that are going to satisfy you in some way, shape, or form. Take away this inner yearning for fulfillment. And apparently St. Augustine went through that as a young man. God kept calling him. And he did everything in the world he could to go the opposite direction. He said, all the time that I was seeking the joy and this fulfillment that I was going after all the time, he said, all the time, it was you who could offer that to me, and none of these passing things would ever fulfill that. It's like God said when Jesus said to the apostles that he would never abandon his church, Well, you know, sometimes we look at it today and we kind of say, well, we've lost a lot of people. We don't have very many vocations to the priesthood, the religious life. We don't have, it seems to be a gone thing, you know. What's happening? Is Jesus failing in his promise of fulfillment? And Jesus says, no, he's not. He said, I continue to ask. I continue to put into people's hearts a desire for that perfect fulfillment that things won't give to you, or that money won't give to you, that prestige and power won't give to you. I keep instilling that in the hearts of people, that somehow, some way, if they would listen and respond to that, they would be willing to dedicate their lives as religious, as a consecrated religious, as a sister, a brother, a priest, whatever it may be. But it takes that willingness to listen. It takes that willingness, like this this young man. He was not able to do that. Maybe he didn't find the support for it. Maybe he didn't find anybody who was willing to. They probably would say, if he did that, what's the matter? You lost your mind or something? Probably his friends would say, you got to be a complete idiot, you know? But we don't know if the man was ever fulfilled, if he ever found that peace that he was looking for, or if he didn't. We don't know that. But God keeps offering that. Jesus keeps calling people. I bet in this community of resurrection, there's plenty of people who hear that call in some way, shape, or form. But maybe they don't feel they have whatever it takes. Maybe they don't feel they have the background, or maybe they made mistakes in their lives that they're ashamed of and don't want anybody to have to deal with besides themselves. Maybe their family doesn't really support that kind of a thought. Maybe they're afraid. And maybe what they need is somebody to just kind of encourage them. To you know, if they ever mention it, say to a friend or a family member, to kind of encourage them, say, it's a good thought. Maybe you ought to pursue that. Maybe it's worthwhile. Maybe you will find peace in doing that. If you find that it's nothing else, it's quite fulfilling that. You know, in the parish here, you have a community of religious priests who serve here. Every one of them, I'm sure, in some way, shape, or form, has gone through that. You have Sister Pat, you have Sister Lois, who work in the parish here. You know, if somebody like that, look at their lives. They don't seem to be unhappy. As a matter of fact, they seem to be very much at peace in what they're about. And basically what they're doing is simply serving God with the gifts and the talents that he gave them. They're serving God, and they're serving you, his people. I'm sure every one of them had questions. I don't think anybody, there's only one person I ever known. He told me this, I really believe, because I don't think he knew what a lie was. He told me after he was ordained 50 years, he said, you know, Bob, he said, from the day I thought about going to the priesthood, I think it was the fifth grade, he said, I have never had a doubt. I said, wow. Because I still have doubts. Not that I'm not at peace with what I've been doing in my life, with my life. I'm perfectly satisfied with what I've done. I could have done a lot of things a lot better, but I didn't know that at the time. I could have dedicated myself a lot better than I did, but it takes wisdom, sometimes comes with age. But you ask Sister Pat, ask her about her consecrated life, her life dedicated to service of God and service of you. Ask Sister Lois, ask Father Carlos or Father Vincenzo. They can tell you. They can tell you. Maybe some of them are very fortunate, like my friend Harry, that never had a question or never had a doubt. But at the same time, they felt that there was enough support to carry on that they did and are very happy as a consequence. So God keeps calling. He hasn't abandoned us. I think sometimes we just fail to listen. Or maybe we don't want to listen. Which is, you know, it's our choice. He didn't say to the young man, he said, well, if you don't get rid of all your stuff, you're going to go to hell. He didn't say that at all. He offered it to him. If you really want to be perfect, go sell what you have. Come follow me. It was a choice the young man had to make. Maybe if the right people were there supporting him, he might have done that and joined the disciples. We don't know that either. Maybe somebody just offered a little encouragement. Or maybe as a community, pray for those who are thinking about consecrating their lives to the service of God and his people. That maybe as a community, the prayer might encourage somebody to step forward and know that the community supports them in their choice and helps them to move on with it. So anyway, this time of this year of attention to the consecrated life, I think it's very much deserved. You don't know what the life of some of the religious sisters and brothers have done for our church in the United States of America. Probably many of us who are older anyway can look back. If we went to parochial school, it was probably taught and administered by all nuns. They didn't get paid a nice fat salary. They didn't have all the comfort of, you know, a nice fancy home or anything like that. But, you know, somehow or another, they managed to carry on and survive and provide us with a foundation for an education that led a lot of people to some very, very influential and important positions in this world. We don't think about that. We don't think about the sacrifices that they had to make. They had fun together, you know that. But at the same time, we don't think about, you know, they had to give up a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. But somehow or another, they made that choice and were willing to follow that through. Pope Francis said, for that we need to all be very, very grateful. And that we should pray for them. And that the religious themselves should look at their successes and what they've done and give thanks to God and be at peace with themselves. But he said he wanted them also to continue to look forward, to always be open to the Spirit of God working through his church and to move forward with that and to continue to bring to the world that hope that there's always a better day. The hope that there is something beyond today and tomorrow that we can all look forward to and know that our God is there simply waiting to give that reward to us. So today when you talk to one of the sisters or when you talk to one of your priests at the parish here, thank them and assure them of your continued support for them.